Welcome to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. Today's Singing and Other Sins program features the songs of Béla Bartók. I'll tell you about the composer after we hear one of his songs, The Snow White Kerchief, a Hungarian folk song. That was Julia Hamari with Ilona Prunyi in Bartók's Hungarian folk song Snow White Kerchief. After an instrumental interlude of a Hungarian melody, we'll hear the same song performed by Türk Ecepet with Magda Freeman.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HBR2, your home for classical music. We're focusing on the songs and other sins of Béla Bartók. We just heard Terek Etzebet with Magda Freeman performing his setting of a Hungarian folk song called Snow White Kerchief. Before that, it was the Budapest Festival Orchestra under the direction of Ivan Fischer in Melody from Bartók's Hungarian Sketches. And we opened with Julia Hamari and Ilona Prunyi in the Snow White Kerchief. Though these are folk songs, Bartók wrote interesting piano parts that make them sound more like art songs. He did also write art songs, and we'll hear some of them as well. We'll now hear Bartók's setting of a folk song called Old Lament, first with piano and then in the orchestrated version. Terek Etzebet and Attila Balasve in Bartók's setting of the Hungarian folk song called Old Lament. Now for his orchestrated version of the same song.
Mindenembernek imenyen s levon.
The Hungarian State Orchestra, led by Janos Kovács, accompanied Julia Hamadi in Bartók's Old Lament. The same song was performed by Turek Ecevit and pianist Attila Balasfe. For a non-art song, let's hear a lively bear dance. The Budapest Festival Orchestra, under the direction of Ivan Fischer, performed Bartók's Bear Dance. Now for some background on this important 20th century composer. Béla Bartók was born on March 25, 1881, and lived until 1945. He was a child prodigy, playing 40 pieces on the piano by the age of 4. At the Royal Academy of Music in Budapest, he studied piano with a former student of Liszt. By 1907, he was teaching piano there. Some of his famous students include Fritz Reiner, Georg Solti, Gyorgy Sándor, and Lily Cross. As early as 1908, Bartók and his friend and fellow composer, Zoltán Kodály, went out collecting folk songs. They discovered that Hungarian music is not necessarily gypsy music, but rather based on pentatonic scales heard in Central Asian and other Asian folk material. Since we've already heard some of these folk songs, let's enjoy some of Bartók's art songs, which are, of course, influenced by folk music. Let's begin with My Love. The poet writes, "My love isn't like the moon, but rather the hot midday sun. My body is alight with savage passion, glowing with the ecstasy of loving."
Az én szerelmem nem sabati volt, melyel merengve néz a víz bele. Az én szerelmem forró déli napfény, teremtő erővel tűzszedte le. Az én szerelmem forró déli napfény,
That was Julia Hamari with Ilona Pruni in Bartok's My Love, which she'll sing again in the orchestrated version after this brief Hungarian song that Bartok wrote for two violins. Two versions of Bartok's art song, My Love, with Julia Hamari and pianist Ilona Prunyi, and then with the Hungarian State Orchestra led by Janos Kovacs. The short violin duo was played by Angela and Jennifer Chun. Let's hear them again in the lively cushion dance. From his 44 violin duos, we heard Bartok's Cushion Dance performed by Angela and Jennifer Chun. Let's return to Bartok's Hungarian folk songs, and to my favorite, If I Climb the Rocky Mountains. By the way, these are not the Rockies of Colorado. We're in Central Europe.
Olyan, mint a hal.
That was one of Bartok's Hungarian folk songs, If I Climb the Rocky Mountains, performed by Julia Hamari with Ilona Prunyi. Now that same song, but with a slightly less classical sound, a more folk song-like quality, sung by Turek Ecevit. István Kazyu was Turek Ecevit's pianist in If I Climb the Rocky Mountains, a Hungarian folk song by Bartok, the focus of this birthday edition of Singing in Other Sins. Keep that folk sound in your ear and listen to another Bartok art song, this one called In the Valley, first in German and then in Hungarian. The poem tells us that autumn has come, bringing death, and it goes downhill from there.
Der späte Herbst kommt zu töten das
Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Aribert Reimann in Bartok's In the Valley. Then after a Hungarian folk song for two violins, we'll hear In the Valley again, this time in Hungarian. Plenty of dissonance to describe the dark, sad, depressed quality of the poem in Bartok's In the Valley. First, with Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Aribert Reimann, and just now with Julia Hamari and pianist Ilona Prunyi. In between, we heard a Hungarian folk song for two violins played by Angela and Jennifer Chun. Bartok's art song, In the Valley, is an important song, and we can come to appreciate the dark quality when we hear it also in the orchestrated version. Remember that the words speak of the poet walking along and feeling that in the dead world, he alone is living. Julia Hamari, with the Hungarian State Orchestra led by Janos Kovacs, in Bartok's art song, In the Valley. After that, we need the uplift of another Bartok Orchestra interlude, this called Evening in the Village. Notice here, as in many of the songs, how the phrases begin with a short note that is characteristic of the language. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
Thank you.
The Budapest Festival Orchestra, under the direction of Ivan Fischer, performed Bartók's Evening in the Village. Now let's hear another Hungarian folk song called Complaint, first in Bartók's piano accompaniment, and then with orchestra accompaniment. Are you enjoying this unusual fare? Just now, Julia Hamari with the Hungarian State Orchestra led by Janos Kovács in Bartók's Complaint. That was a folk song from Hungary. Before that, you heard the same folk song with Török Ercebet and Attila Balázsfé. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, celebrating Bartók's birthday with his folk songs, art songs, and instrumental works. Bartók only wrote 10 actual art songs, and we've only heard two, so let's return and hear Summer. The poet lies back and drinks in the warm sunlight. We'll begin with the orchestrated version and then hear the song in the original piano accompaniment.
Thank you.
Jahamari with the Hungarian State Orchestra led by Janos Kovacs in Bartok's Summer. Now the same art song in the original piano version with Hamari and Ilona Prunyi. The Bartok art song, Summer, performed by Yulia Hamari and Ilona Prunyi. I find these works a fascinating blend of folk elements and early 20th century influence. Let's close this edition of Singing in Other Sins with Bartok's Romanian Dance for Orchestra. Thank you. We've come to the end of the Bartok edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. We just heard Bartok's flair for orchestration in his Romanian dance with the Budapest Festival Orchestra conducted by Ivan Fischer. You know that I take the public in public radio seriously and enjoy your suggestions and comments. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. There, you may also find the link to the archive of many of these Singing and Other Sins programs. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.